Governor Lamont kicked off Connecticut's summer tourism and activities season this week ahead of Memorial Day in front of Fort Trumbull in New London. He was joined by the mayor of New London, Mike Passero, as well as two commissioners from the Department of Ag and the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Katie Dykes is with Deep and said her department has helped to expand access to state facilities for everyone, including those with mobility issues.
Now you can reserve all-terrain wheelchairs free of charge at 7 Connecticut State Park and Forest locations. At Gillette Castle, Dinosaur State Park, Rocky Neck, Harkness Memorial, Stratton Brook, and Wadsworth Falls and Topps Mead State Forest. So these are locations all around the state, and it's been just incredible to hear from families and visitors who are able to take these wheelchairs and go out on the beach or out onto a trail for the first time.
Residents and visitors to the state can find details about places to check out and things to do in Connecticut at ctvisit.com. This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Coming up, how to save at the pump if you plan on traveling this Memorial Day weekend. Governor Lamont criticizes a requested Eversource rate hike. A handful of Long Island school districts failed to pass a budget this month. Plus, there are a few animals to be mindful of this spring. And later, we have the latest from WSHU's Bird Song Break. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Drivers are paying more to fill up their tanks for a Memorial Day road trip this year. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas in Connecticut is $4.64, and on Long Island, it's $4.52. As the New England News Collaborative's Stevie Chapman explains, there are a few steps you can take to save at the pump.
Travel experts say most people driving for the holiday are making up for high fuel costs by cutting expenses elsewhere.
We're all captive when it comes to gas prices, and there's only so much you can do.
That's spokesperson Mark Shieldrop with AAA Northeast. He says drivers can save by shopping around for gas.
If you just simply pull off the highway and hit that first gas station off the roadway, you're going to pay more than if you drive in town. And those service plazas and rest areas are places where you're going to see gas prices 20 or even 30 cents, sometimes higher.
He says driving slower will save money and make for a safer journey. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Stevie Chapman.
Governor Lamont is criticizing an electricity rate hike for 2027 requested by Eversource, the state's largest public utility company. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The rate increase requested by Eversource would raise the average electricity customer's bill by about 11% in July 2027. Lamont says that's unfair to Connecticut's families who already pay some of the highest electricity bills in the country.
Finally brought down costs just in the last month or two, getting rid of the public benefit charge, at least for now, making a big difference. We're going to hold people accountable when it comes to jacking up rates.
He says the company is asking ratepayers to pay $25 more a month while it posted a profit of $1.6 billion last year and paid its CEO $13.5 million. Lamont and state Democrats had been criticized by Republicans for not dealing with the public benefits charges on electric bills earlier. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
The Three Village School District on Long Island is one of five that failed to pass a budget this month. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports voters also said no to an additional tax to fund the Long Island Museum.
A proposal on the Three Village District ballot asked for approval to raise $500,000 a year for the museum through a new tax, about $34 annually per household. Over 3,000 voters said no, and only about 1,300 said yes. The school budget failed too, but by much smaller margins. Now, the district will have to decide on next steps. One option is a revote for the same budget next month, vote on a revised budget, or implement a contingency budget. The four other districts that failed to pass a budget are Bayport Blue Point, Locust Valley, South Country, and Islip. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
There are a few animals to keep in mind of their movements this spring. That's ahead, plus the latest from WSHU's Bird Song Break. Stay with us. Wow. A just-signed Connecticut law outlines new restrictions on gaming and sports betting to protect consumers. It bans the use of AI to target customers into making certain online wagers. It also outlines requirements on withdrawal of funds from gaming accounts and that gaming licensees maintain customer service telephone numbers. Beachgoers rejoice. Suffolk County officials announced a bridge to Fire Island has finally fully reopened this week. Smith Point Bridge had been down to one lane for repairs since November. You've probably seen those videos making the rounds online that show massive backups at the bridge from last weekend with that nice weather we had. A brand new bridge is in the works with opening planned for next year. Central Connecticut State University couldn't account for more than $70,000 worth of student club dues, according to a state audit. Auditors say the university didn't use a formal business office process to collect the money and couldn't produce receipts. The university says it's already made changes to address the problem. The only plants that can sustain monarch butterflies are milkweeds, but they can be hard to find in most garden centers. The New England News Collaborative's Jenny Ahrens explains what consumers can do about it.
Research shows the three best species for monarch caterpillars are common milkweed, swamp milkweed, and butterfly milkweed. That's according to Kelsey Fisher.
Everybody loves butterfly milkweed. It's that orange one that's kind of bushy rather than spreading.
Fisher is a scientist who studies monarchs for the state of Connecticut.
The other two maybe are a little bit harder to find because people typically don't like them very much.
That's because common milkweed can spread and sometimes take over a garden if left unchecked, but they are necessary for the monarch larva's survival. Fisher says the consumer needs to start creating a local demand for them.
If people go into the garden centers and ask for something, then they will start to do it because they know that there's going to be a market for that thing.
Gardeners can also grow them from seed they order online by searching Eco59 to find a supplier in the Northeast. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jenny Ahrens.
Connecticut state officials are asking drivers to watch out for turtles crossing the road. As the New England News Collaborative's Anya Pinello reports, the animals are indeed trying to get to the other side.
May through July is nesting season for turtles. That's when female turtles cross land and roads in search of a place to lay their eggs. But crossing the street is a big risk for these creatures. Research shows that turtle populations across the U.S. have disproportionately high number of males because so many females are killed on roads during nesting season, and that can make turtle populations unstable. So if you see a turtle trying to cross the street and it's safe to get out and help, state officials have a few tips. One, always keep the turtle pointing in the same direction it was moving in. Don't turn it around. It will just try to cross the street again. Two, don't move the turtle to a better spot. Turtles like to return to the same nesting area to lay their eggs. And if you're trying to help a snapping turtle cross the street, pick it up from the back of its shell to avoid a bite, or use a stick or your car mat to help them cross. Never pick up a turtle by its tail. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Anya Pinello.
This is WSHU's Bird Song Break. This week's bird is the gray catbird. They're in the mimic thrush family, meaning they can copy the songs of other birds, but their signature mew sound, like a cat, is how they got their name. You'll see these guys in our region's forest edges and thickets. Take a breath, listen, and let nature remind you to slow down. This has been WSHU's Bird Song Break. Special thanks to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and visit WSHU.org for more. For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, stream online, or download the free WSHU app available at the App Store and Google Play. And I want to just take a second to thank everyone who donated to WSHU during our uninterrupted pledge drive last week. We tried something a little bit different with short messages throughout the day. We didn't quite meet our goal, so please, if you didn't get a chance to donate, head on over to WSHU.org, or you can give us a call at 800-777-9748. And thank you so much for your support. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a wonderful weekend. Wishing you a meaningful Memorial Day on Monday. I'll be back on Tuesday.